With C.C. Clausen, defensive specialist, do you walk around telling people that generally, or do they already know?
I think that they already know. But a lot of times I'll get, like, what is a libero?
You know what? I know what it is, but for the people out there that are listening that don't, give the answer that you give people when they ask.
So I tell them that I wear the different color jersey, and a lot of times I get, like, they'll tell me, like, oh, you must have forgot at home, but... but then I tell them, like, it's a free sub, so I don't have to sub in and out.
Right. Is there a rule for what different color jersey you have to pick, or can you go crazy with it? I've never asked that question.
I think they just pick the jerseys for us. I don't know.
If you could pick, what would it be? Like, if you guys were wearing, let's say, white, what would you want to have just to stand out? Does it have to be green? I guess it has to be greenish.
No, it can be, like, it just has to be completely different than what you're wearing. Like, it can't be, like, a lighter, like, if you're wearing white, it can't be a lighter color. It has to be really dark. So a lot of times I'll wear, like, black or, like, maybe even the slime green.
That's the good answer right there. You know, it's kind of like the goalie in soccer. You do have to stand out. Mm-hmm. When did you start to that position hasn't been around forever. When did you start to actually play it?
I've actually been a libero my whole life because, wow. I mean, I'm not tall and I never have been. So ever since I started volleyball at 12 years old, I've been a libero.
So you stay in the back row the whole time.
I do.
Let me ask you, with the height thing, you knew that was going to be kind of the way you had to go. But the way you have to go on the court so much and really roll around and go crazy, was that tough to get used to? Because, I don't know, man, a couple of days of scraped up knees and I'm probably looking for another position.
I know. I think you just get used to it, especially if you've done it your whole life. Like, it just becomes a habit and you're just used to it.
I would never get used to it, but kudos to you. Have you ever taken one off the, you know, nose or anything like that?
I have not, actually.
Good, good. You look the makeup especially today and the hair is spectacular for photo shoot day.
Let's talk
about your new coach, obviously, Jolene. I don't know if you knew anything about her beforehand. They did play San Jose State. It would have been your freshman year, I guess. So mm-hmm. What was your initial reaction?
I was really excited. I mean, from the moment that Michael Kelly introduced her, it seemed like it was going to be a really good turnaround. So I was really excited. And then everything that we're doing in the gym is just really good and positive. And I really like how it's going so far.
Let people know about some of the other defensive players. We're going to talk to some hitters and blockers in a little bit. But who is joining you back there on the back line?
So it'll be Jordan Valley. She will be a sophomore. And then Alexis Williams, she'll be a freshman.
And you guys share tips with each other? I mean, what's kind of like, do you have that, I want to say click, but group sort of feel to you?
Yeah, we do. We're really positive and, like, encouraging to each other because, I mean, it is a hard job, so, like, you have to bring each other up. So, yeah, it's good.
And is it hard, you know, knowing you're not going to be playing until a real match until 2021, is it hard getting into that practice vibe? Because when you know you have a match coming up, you're probably a little bit more focused. Or has she helped make things a little bit more focused?
She has made things more focused. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it'd be cool to play now, but I mean, I think we have more time with the team, which is really cool to, like, prepare for that spring season. So we come in every single day as if we were going to play sometime soon.
You have your game face on, is in other words.
Nice. Yes.
And then last thing, I mean, I love some of the themes that she came up with, you know, to get you guys engaged. Has that been a thing where maybe a little bit more chemistry with the team based on those early, you know, meetings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did a lot of stuff during quarantine. I mean, it was all virtual, but I think it really helped. And we have done, during preseason, we did a lot of team bonding and stuff. And I think it's really helped with our team chemistry and everyone just gets along. So,
all right. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Libero, C.C. Clausen.
Thank you.